So Bruce mentioned that he's had many questions in his life about where he comes from, what happens after death, what the world is about, where the world came from, and so on. Now, are you interested in answers to these questions? And if you were given answers, would it make any difference? Or are you interested in more than that? Would you like to actually experience all of that? Experience an understanding of all these questions. Do you get the difference? I'll say it again. Would the answers make any difference to you? Perhaps a temporary satisfaction. But would the answers perhaps produce even further questions? And is this process endless? So is it possible to come to an understanding, a total understanding, a complete understanding, in which you experience an understanding to all these questions in a complete way, so that there are no more questions? Now, how would such an understanding come about? What would be the language? What would be the medium of communication? By language, I don't mean English or French or German, not that language. But what would be the medium to communicate this, to communicate this understanding? Is silence a language? In silence is the understanding. Is there clarity? Again, what's meant by silence? By silence is not meant not speaking. It's meant not thinking or not having any type of mental activity, whether it's thinking, feeling, or imagining. If you can stop all mental activity, then there is silence. That's what we mean by silence. Now, stopping all mental activity is, I could tell you, it's impossible. Because even trying is a mental activity. And yet, that's exactly what's needed. So, what's this medium that can do this? If If it is silence, as I said, then what is silence? Is it an energy? May I interrupt? You've got to inquire into this and discover it. I can't tell you anything. I can only help you in the inquiry. The understanding has to come to you within, as Bruce mentioned, the keyhole. So, is silence an energy? Don't say yes or no, don't agree or disagree, but find out, is silence an energy? And how would you know? You don't have some instruments with you to measure it, or to find out. How would you know if it's an energy? Well, certainly it's not an energy that can be measured, so you don't need instruments. But can you find it within yourself? Can you find out within yourself whether it's an energy by the effect that it has on you? Does silence affect you? Does silence slow your thoughts? Does it bring you quietness, a peace? Does it energize you? If towards the end of the talk, the end of the hour, if you feel energized, then it must be an energy, no? Isn't that the proof? So, is silence an energy? Is it a consciousness? Is it an energy that has consciousness? Or is it a consciousness that has energy? Either way, is it life force? If at the end of the hour you feel energized, then would you say it's a life force? Is it a power? Is it a state of being? Is it all of this? See how much there is to discover. And no one can tell you whether it is so or not, because if they do even, what difference does it make? It would be only words. Now, how could this answer your questions that we mentioned earlier, that Bruce mentioned earlier, the questions of life? How would this being, or this consciousness, or this energy, how would this answer questions? Or bring about an understanding? We said we're not interested in answers. How would it bring about an understanding? We want more than answers. We want to experience the answer. Not to be told the answer in words. So, how could this, how could silence or this energy bring this about? So first of all, is it slowing down your thoughts? And when your thoughts begin to slow, is there greater clarity? Do thoughts produce a cloud in the mind? Are thoughts, when I say thoughts, I mean mental activity, which includes feelings and imagination. Do thoughts, are thoughts a cloud in the mind? Even good, brilliant thoughts, intelligent thoughts, are they a cloud to understanding? How would you know? If the thoughts slowed down, as might happen in this hour, do you see the cloud getting removed? Or getting lighter, thinner? Fading away? And a clarity coming about? In clarity is there understanding without words, without thinking. When you're clear about something, does that imply you understand? And when you're not clear, do you have problems? Because you don't know what to do. When you're clear, if there is a situation that was considered a problem, if you're clear, then it's also clear what needs to be done, and there's no problem then. So does clarity bring about understanding? And therefore would intense clarity bring about profound understanding? So then, is that the way? that the language? The language of silence. Now, even though I said the understanding has to come in silence, but may I attempt to even try to explain how understanding of such profound or radical questions which Bruce mentioned, how could those be resolved in silence, concerning your origin, where you came from, where you go, and how the world began? How could these be understood in silence? May I attempt to even describe this? First of all, do you notice what's happening when the mind quietens down? Do you notice an expansion in consciousness? Don't try to imagine it, but does it happen? Do you feel lighter or freer? Is there less of conflict in the mind? Is there a harmonization in the mind? Do differences become less predominant? Now, this is a very short period, this hour, to really be experiencing anything. Nevertheless, the attempt. In silence, is there a dissolving of differences? Because differences are in the mind, and the mind's quietening down. The activity in the mind is reducing, subsiding. So our difference is disappearing. Our blocks disappearing. Is distance disappearing? Is time disappearing? Do you get the sense of timelessness? So if time disappears, what does that imply? If time disappears, does that mean time is a mental construct? Does it mean past and future are mental constructs? And so are they unreal? Are they illusory? And when time disappears, when past and future disappear, is there a presence? Is there the present? And is this different from time? Is the present timeless? Is it eternal? And in this silence, the mind has quietened down. If there are no more thoughts and feelings and imagination, if everything has quietened down or is tending to quieten down, then when it does completely quieten, which I said earlier was impossible, but now we can see the possibility of this. When the mind completely quietens down and there's not a single thought or feeling or picture or sensation, and if there's no effort, no resistance, what would happen then? In such a state, there's no you and there's no me. There's no experiencer or experienced, no object experienced and no experiencer. They've all dissolved into silence, into this consciousness. Now please remember, I'm not asking you to imagine this. We've set imagination aside. Any type of mental activity we put aside. So if this happens, it's not imaginary. Is it real? Is it more real than the mind? or let me put it this way, is the present more real than past and future, which is time? Because, after all, what is past? Past is the memory of something that at one time was present. When it was present, it was real. It was a fact. The memory of that is the past. What's the future? The future is an idea, a hope, a dream, a fear of something that might happen. When it happens, it will be in the present and it will be real. But for now, it's only in the mind. So I asked, is the present more real than past and future? Is the present more real than time? And does time mask the present? Because we are in the mind all the time, we are in past and future all the time. Not a moment when you're not in past and future. Is it because of this that we lose the present? Or the present is veiled? You're not in touch with the present at all. Because we are trapped in time. And we find time so real. So in this trap, which is a mental trap, we're not in touch with the present. And does all the understanding lie in the present? Do all the questions lie in the mind? Does all understanding lie in the present? Because the present is not in time. There's no beginning and no end. In time, there's a beginning. There was a point when time began. Time and space began with the Big Bang and so on. In the present, there is no beginning and no end. It's an eternalness. Now, in such a present is the understanding. Most of your questions disappear. Because most of your questions are in time. When was I born, and how was I born, and when do I die, and when did the world begin, and so on. They are all in time. So we construct time with the mind, and then we have these questions, which have no satisfactory answer, or even if they do have answers, the answers are not complete, they produce further questions. So I'm asking, the present, which comes into being only when the mind is quiet, does that have all understanding? Because there is no beginning and no end. So what would you ask questions about? Now, what is this present? Is it an eternalness which you might sense, a timelessness? There's a silence in it, it's conscious, there's a consciousness, it's living. State of being. Is it yourself? Is this who you really are? As different from who you think you are, who you at present experience yourself to be, which is a human being in form, the form of this body, and having a mind with thoughts and feelings and sensations and imagination. This is who you think you are. But in the present, in silence, is that who you really are? If that's who you really are, then how did this form come into being? How did the world come into being? Can you watch how thoughts arise from silence? If you are silent and then a thought comes up, or some feeling, or some picture, where did they come from? Did they come from silence itself? Is silence a consciousness that can manifest as thought and feeling and as pictures, as forms, as sensations? Are these manifestations of silence? If silence is a consciousness, is thought a manifestation of consciousness? Do thoughts arise from consciousness? Do your feelings arise from consciousness? And sensations, do they arise from consciousness? Can you discover this? Now, if you can see this, then Does the world arise from this consciousness? Is world a manifestation of this consciousness? And you might say, how can that be? Whereas, because what is the world? The world is forms experienced by the five sense organs. Forms in the form of human, animal, plant and mineral. Forms experienced through the five sense organs, which are the organs of sight, touch, taste, smell and hearing. Through these five sense organs, you experience these forms as sensations. The sense organs can only experience sensations. So if you could see that sensations arise from consciousness, then in that way, is not the world a sensory experience arising out of consciousness? So if you can experience that, then are you experiencing the creation of the world? Is that how the world is created? So, earlier we said there was no time, there's only a timelessness. So the world was not created 30 billion years ago with the Big Bang, because time itself is only a mental construct. So the world was not created 30 billion years ago, but is created each moment. Are you experiencing this? You don't have to believe what I'm saying. You don't have to even think what I'm saying, because thinking is the problem. I said we're not interested in answers because they're not satisfactory, however brilliant they may be. They cannot be complete. There'll always be further questions. We want more than answers. We want to experience these questions and understanding of these questions. So now, in silence, do you experience thoughts coming up, feelings and sensations? If you can see that sensations come out of consciousness, is not the world a sensory experience of the five sense organs? How else do you know the world except through the senses? Through the five senses. In a similar way, by two senses you experience the world of film, a movie, a whole world in itself. With only two senses, sight and sound. Here you got five senses, sight, sound, plus touch, taste, smell and hearing. So you have a three-dimensional experience, but it's still sensory. And sensations arise in consciousness. This you might have sense now. So does the world arise from consciousness? each moment. You can't think this answer. You can't think whether this is so or not. But through the language of silence, through the medium of silence, through the energy of silence, is this so? And you must take this seriously, because scientists will tell you too, physicists, that the world is not material, it's only electrons, atoms and electrons and smaller particles than those, and they keep discovering smaller and smaller particles which are non-matter. They're hardly any matter anymore, they're more energy. So we're not talking philosophy or hypothetical, we are investigating reality. Reality of yourself and the world. And the connection between the two. So, in silence, I had asked earlier, just as time dissolves, does distance dissolve? Is there an expansion? Through the dissolving of distance, is there an expansion? So, is distance the limiting factor? Is distance what limits you? The distance between you and your experience, between you and another form, between you and me, between you and another person, between you and a tree, between you and a mountain, you and a star, the distance, is that the limiting factor? And if distance dissolved, does limitation disappear? And so is there expansion? Are you experiencing an expansion in consciousness? And is that because distance is dissolving? Now what happens when distance dissolves? If there's no distance between you and another form, let's say another person or a tree or the mountain, if there's no distance, because distance has dissolved, are you one with the other? So, in silence, can you sense a dissolving of distance and a feeling of oneness? And I remind you, not imaginary. I'm not asking you to imagine a oneness. We've set imagination aside, all mental activity aside, in order to get silent. And in silence, I'm asking, is there a dissolving of distance and a sense of oneness? Are all the forms that you experience in the world forms in your consciousness. Certainly they are. You experience them, not we, you experience all these forms in the world. You experience them in your consciousness. So, are they yourself? Can you get a sense of this in silence? When the mind is active, this can't be understood. So, in silence, do you get a sense that all these forms that you experience are in your consciousness and therefore yourself? The world that you experience is yourself. The universe is yourself. Yourself manifest out of the silence. Silence being your essential state of being. And as you get this understanding, or even a sense of it, the questions begin to disappear. Because you're experiencing your origin, your source, and the source of the world. The questions we had earlier pertained to body and mind. The identification with the experience of being a human being, having body and mind. And now, in this larger consciousness that you have in silence, where this identification has dissolved, do all the questions to disappear. Do they become irrelevant? Because now there's an understanding of the whole. An understanding of eternity. Of infiniteness. Of oneness. And in this, is there a sense of beauty? Do you begin to experience beauty in this? Simplicity. Not simplistic, but simplicity. Everything is essentially so simple. But we don't get it because we are too smart, we're too clever. We're too mental. We're brilliant in the mind. And so we miss the simplicity which has all the understanding. So does the understanding lie in you? And is this understanding a power? Not a power for you to use in the world, not that sense. You can't exploit this power. Does it give you power? The power of yourself. Not to exploit in this world, because the moment you do that, you're in identification. Not that way, but an infinite power. That runs the universe. You see this? If you are the power that runs the universe, don't imagine it, please, and don't even think it. But if this is the fact, then you'd never misuse it. So, are you the power that runs the universe? Don't answer, because that's not it. But is it? Is that so? Do you understand? Can you understand this in silence? In silence, is there an understanding of this? Are you in one with the forces of the universe? Because we mentioned, there was a sense of timelessness, there was a sense of dissolving of distance and infiniteness. A power, infinite power, power to manifest as the universe. So, in silence, can you be in tune with these forces that manifest as the universe and move the universe? I have to remind you again and again, put aside thinking. If you start thinking, it's all wrong. Cannot be. But is it true? You have to find the truth of this. And I'm suggesting a way or guiding you in finding out this truth. The medium is silence, or the language is silence. And in silence, does this happen? Do you get this understanding? And then, if you do get this understanding and can retain this understanding, because this understanding will disappear the moment the mind starts thinking. But if you can retain this, this takes a lot of practice. Practice of being silent. That's what this seminar is about, which Bruce is going to tell you about. So, if you can retain this silence and this understanding, would that produce in you a total transformation? In that case, you're no longer a human being. Though you still have a human body, but that's not who you are. You're only functioning through the human body, this particular body. But you have not become, but you are then the universe. you have realized yourself to be the universe and are in tune with the forces of the universe and function through this body. And continue to play your role as this body demands or as your destiny demands, even while being in tune with the forces. Is this a total transformation? Is this enlightenment? Or liberation? Have you been liberated from all restrictions, from all bondage? And in order to help you to get out of the present identification with the question, who am I, would that help you? Not thinking the question, because if you think the question, then you're in the mind, you're in the same trap that you already are in. But in order to get out of this trap of body and mind identification, in order to get out of this, could you use the question, who am I, and use it not by thinking, but use it as a direction of turning your consciousness inwards to your source, the innermost source of your being. And if you use the question this way, can you see that it slows down the mind and brings you into silence? So you don't ask the question, who am I, and answer it, but you use it as a direction to discover yourself. If not body and mind, then who am I? You're not negating the body and mind, you're negating identification with body and mind. Is this discovery the most precious thing that can ever be? In this consciousness, are you independent of body and mind? The body and mind exist for sure, but are you independent of them? Because you've discovered a consciousness, a presence, an eternalness, an infiniteness. And surely when you discover that, you would not trade that for an identification with body and mind. And the body and mind certainly exist and are respected and cared for, but then that's not who you are. You could no longer consider yourself to be that, to be a human being. Say this again. You could no longer consider yourself to be a human being, even though you experience the human state. Even though you experience the form of a human being, you could no longer identify with this. Now you've seen clearly in this whole talk, you've not asked to believe in anything. Nothing has been suggested to you. But you may have discovered something. It has to be your direct discovery. And only yours, not ours, because we are in your consciousness. All these forms are in your consciousness. So who are you that's experiencing all this? You see, it has to be your inquiry, your discovery. Only you, no other, because there is no one else. You come upon a oneness. There is no one else. And in this oneness is there infinite compassion. Infinite beauty. And infinite love. Is this yourself? Night.